Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday, May 26th, reporting for Radio On The Go News. I'm Jason Eaton. The Parkersburg Police Department is reminding residents to follow several city safety and nuisance regulations as summer activity increases across the community. In a recent Facebook post, the department said officers have received multiple complaints involving children riding bicycles, scooters, e-bikes, and e-scooters through stop signs and into traffic without watching for oncoming vehicles. Police are encouraging parents to make sure children understand and obey traffic laws to help prevent injuries. The department also reminded residents that golf cart operators must have a valid driver's license and insurance and may only operate on city streets between sunrise and sunset. Golf carts are also required to display a slow-moving vehicle sign and bicycle safety flag. Additional reminders addressed property maintenance and parking rules. Police say grass and weeds must be kept under 8 inches and grass clippings should not be blown into streets while mowing. The department also warned against blocking sidewalks, fire hydrants, and mailboxes with parked vehicles, saying those violations create safety and accessibility concerns for residents. Memorial Day was observed yesterday in Hampton as community members gathered at Banshell Park to honor those who died in military service. The annual ceremony featured music from the Hampton Dumont Cal and Community Band, presentation of wreaths, patriotic readings, and the traditional 13 folds of the American flag. Lieutenant Colonel Brad Tegetz, current member of United States Army Reserves, served as keynote speaker during the service, which aired live on 104.9 KLMJ.
Memorial Day honors those who never returned home. We speak their names. We remember their stories, ensuring that their sacrifice is never forgotten. But it is also about the living, the families who carry an empty seat at the table, the battle buddies who feel the loss, and as a nation, striving to be worthy of their sacrifice. As service members, veterans, and citizens, we inherit the responsibility to carry their legacy forward. Through our actions, our service, and our commitment to the values for which they gave their lives.
Organizers also honored veterans through readings of the Gettysburg Address and In Flanders Fields, along with moments of remembrance throughout the morning ceremony.
Freedom is not an abstract concept. It is a gift, purchased at a tremendous cost. While we can never repay the debt, we can honor it by living with purpose, supporting our communities, caring for military families, and telling the stories of the fallen to future generations. Today, let us pause, let us reflect, and let us remember those husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters who laid down their lives so that we may live ours. Let us commit ourselves to carrying forward the torch they have passed to us. May we honor our fallen, not just with words, but through the lives we lead.
The Memorial Day observance was hosted by Hampton American Legion Post 183. A road closure affecting travel between Sheffield and Rockwell is set to begin today. The Iowa Department of Transportation says U.S. Highway 65 will close at the West Fork of the Cedar River as work begins on a bridge replacement project. The closure is expected to continue through August 11th, weather permitting. Drivers traveling the area will be routed along a marked detour using Franklin County Road C-13, Cerro Gordo County Road S-56, and Cerro Gordo County Road B-43 before reconnecting with Highway 65. The project is expected to impact daily travel for motorists using the heavily traveled north-south corridor through Franklin and Cerro Gordo counties. The Iowa DOT is reminding drivers to slow down, stay alert in work zones, and allow extra time during construction. For the latest on travel information and road conditions, you can go to 511ia.org. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors will meet today in regular session and are scheduled to hear department updates from Secondary Roads Engineer Jay Waddingham, County Attorney Andrea Miller, Facilities Director Ryan Peterson and Conservation Director Ned Parker. Waddingham is also expected to present several utility permit applications involving Arion Network Services, Alliant Energy, and Franklin REC. The board will hold a public hearing on a proposed fiscal year 2026 budget amendment at 9:15 a.m., followed by consideration of a resolution approving the amendment. Other agenda items include discussion of employee handbook matters, food pantry repairs, battery storage facilities, and fiscal year 2026 fund balance reserves. Supervisors are also expected to consider courthouse statue repair proposals, 2026 mileage reimbursement rates, and funding agreements with local organizations. The meeting begins at 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Hampton and will be available on the supervisors' YouTube page. The Hampton-Dumont School Board is expected to consider several personnel and service agreements for the 26-27 school year during its meeting today. Agenda items include approval of classified staff contracts, substitute and activities bus driving contracts, and administrator and director contracts tied to agreements reached during an exempt session held on April 27th. Board members will also consider contracts with Central Rivers Area Education Agency for work experience coordination, technology services, and special education enhancement services for the upcoming school year. In other business, the board is expected to review renewal of the Vista accounting software agreement. District officials say the software is used for finances, payroll, human resources, leave requests, time cards, and purchase orders. The agenda also includes a possible closed session regarding the purchase or sale of real estate. Meeting begins at 4:30 p.m. today in the middle school board room. The Iowa Falls City Council approved several property and infrastructure and maintenance items during its most recent meeting. Council members approved a $105,250 down payment for the Heaton property. Funding will come from a combination of the general fund, local option sales tax, and/or tax increment financing. The council also approved a $30,600 quote from A&J Concrete LLC for sidewalk repairs at Linear Park. In other action, members approved two pay applications to Stege Construction for the Princess Rehabilitation Project, totaling more than $160,000. The council also discussed tree trimming along Washington Avenue between Wayranch and Hawthorne Road and referred the matter to the city tree board for review. Additionally, the council approved the purchase of a new water and wastewater department pickup truck from Dale Howard Auto Center for nearly $43,000. Senate Republican leader Mike Klemisch offered a pipeline-related plan in January that did not come up for vote during this year's legislative session. He plans to offer it again next year.
It didn't just deal with Summit Carbon Solutions, right? I mean, it dealt with all linear infrastructure being built in the state. We want to make sure we have good policies in place so the next pipeline that's built, maybe it's an oil pipeline, maybe it's a natural gas pipeline, so the next company that's looking to build infrastructure in the state can follow those same guidelines.
The main part of Klemisch's bill would widen the corridors for pipelines by 5 miles on either side of the proposed route. Klemisch says that would give developers the flexibility to adjust the pipeline's path and avoid landowners who refuse to grant a voluntary easement on their property. It also prohibits pipeline representatives from making in-person contact with a landowner who said they don't want the pipeline on their property.
Those things are all important. In the future, they're important. So, yeah, I intend to continue to try to move that piece of policy because, from our perspective, it's important to provide those safeguards to property owners.
A dozen Senate Republicans joined with Democrats a year ago to pass a bill that would have set new guardrails for the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline, but Governor Reynolds vetoed that bill. Klemisch says he and the leader of those 12 Republicans had conversations throughout the 2026 session about coming up with some sort of compromise.
The primary ideological difference is Senator Lahn still had no eminent domain for CO2 pipelines, which was dealing in absolutes, right? Where my approach was widen that corridor, give voluntary easements an opportunity to play out. And I felt that we would get way north of 90% voluntary easements, which was a benchmark we had a couple of years ago.
Klemisch says he believes his approach would have gotten Summit to the point of having well over 90% of its route secured through voluntary agreements. And Klemisch notes the House passed a bill 3 years ago that would have set 90% as the threshold Summit had to reach through voluntary easements. Klemisch made his comments during a recent appearance on the Iowa Press program on Iowa PBS. There's more online at radioonthego.com or by following us at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll check your local weather forecast, as well as area funeral announcements.